to come to be. And people gather around. The eyebrow will take me. I know about it when I'm at. And then I saw my thing. The revolution starts now. This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Steve Earle Show, brought to you by New West Records on Air America Radio. And yes, there is music on Air America, and it happens on Sunday nights. We don't just talk all the time. I talk a lot, but I don't talk all the time. And I guess the first time I heard about our guest tonight was from my buddy Lucinda Williams. And she's, she will get a hold of a piece of music and let everybody know about it. And this band is called Heartless Bastards, and the band is from Cincinnati, but not everybody here is from Cincinnati originally. Is that correct?
Yeah. Mike is actually the only person from Cincinnati.
Introduce yourselves. Let's go around the room. And
hi, my name is Mike, and I'm from Cincinnati.
Actually from Cincinnati. And?
I'm Erica Winterstrom, and I'm from Dayton, Ohio.
And I've been hearing a lot about you and a lot about your songs, and we're going to hear some of them, and you are.
I'm Kevin. I'm from Oxford.
Cool. Ohio. It's a funny thing about that part of the world. You know, Ohio is, trying to define Ohio is pretty tough because you can travel like 40 or 50 miles and things might look the same to the untrained eye, but they're really not. You know, there's a real serious kind of, because the way the country's gone, kind of rust belt vibe in some parts of it, and there's some parts of it that are extremely rural, and the music that you hear is some of the best bluegrass bands in the world are from Ohio, for one thing. A lot of the guys that I met at bluegrass festivals. But this is, there's been some really good music coming out of a lot of different places in Ohio, coming out of Cincinnati, coming out of Cleveland. And Cincinnati, I can testify, is dangerously close to Kentucky, no doubt about it. But this is from the first record, which is called Stairs and Elevators, with Heartless Bastards on Air America Radio, called Wilson.
Thank you.
Headless Bastards on Air America Radio. That sounds really cool to say that on the radio. I don't know. That's one of those things. Great name. And how did this name came about? Just sort of by accident, right?
Well, we were on one of those, like, bar top trivia, like, or they have all kinds of games on there. And
oh, yeah, yeah, the ones that sit on top of the bar. I was wondering who actually played those things.
That would be us.
Cool.
People that work at bars.
And the question, right.
Yeah, I was a bartender, so I'd get off work, play a couple of rounds.
Cool, and the question was?
Oh, what's Tom Petty's backing band?
Right.
It was multiple choice, so Tom Petty and the Heartless Bastards was one of the
wrong
choices.
That's really cool. Well, the new record is a little different, and I think it really sounds great. And I guess this is the record I first heard about. It's called All This Time, and you're going to play a song from this live for us.
Mm-hmm.
And this song is called
Blue Day. Thank you.
Heartless Bastards, D Records, called All This Time. And we have the entire band in here in the studio. We just have room for drums and stuff. You write on both piano and guitar, which to me seemed like two totally different things. I mean, I've never really written on piano, but I know from watching, you know, like people I've worked with as a producer, that seems to sort of produce two completely, totally different kinds of songs. You write on one instrument or the other all the time?
Well, I guess piano was my first instrument that I like rock and roll, so it
right.
didn't really fit the way I'm pretty limited on piano, so
right.
it didn't really fit like I didn't want a Jerry Lee Lewis sound or something
right,
like that.
Right.
I just didn't see it fitting in.
I had a piano around the house, and you know everybody in my family played, but you couldn't hitchhike with it.
Yeah.
Nowadays, the technology has gotten to a point, but you know it was time to go to Houston from San Antonio, which was the first move that I busted, and the Chickering piano that weighed we moved ourselves, so I actually hated that piano more than almost anything in the world because I had to move it a few many times or so. This is Steve Rowe, and you're listening to The Steve Rowe Show, brought to you by New West Records on Air America Radio. You're listening to the Steve Earle Show, brought to you by New West Records on Air America Radio. Our guests this week are Heartless Bastards, and the new record is called All This Time. And we're going to listen to some stuff from this. This record, any conscious moves in any sort of other direction or anything you wanted to do on this record that you didn't do on the last one?
The main thing was to take more time with it. Our first
right.
record, I think we recorded over, a week or something.
Right.
It's really quick.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Isn't it weird how the best laid plans you try? I spent my whole career trying to correct everything that I thought was wrong with my first record.
And yeah.
That sort of becomes your career after a while. So it's like, but it's okay. It beats, it beats actually having to get a job. And this is called Valley of Debris.
Yeah.
Heartless Bastards on Air America Radio.
Thank you.
Carlos Bastards on Air America Radio. This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Steve Earle Show, brought to you by New West Records. To the Steve Earle Show, brought to you by New West Records on Air America Radio. Our guests this week are Heartless Bastards, and we got them in the studio. And Erica's been playing some of the songs from the new record for us live. Searching for the Ghost is the name of the song.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this comes from, you got a little bit about where this song comes from?
Well,
unless sometimes it's like being interrogated, having your toenails pulled out when people ask you that. But
I guess that it means a lot of different things to me. But I guess it's real personal. I don't.
Well, then you absolutely don't have to give it up. It's one of the best things about our job. Erica Winterstrom of Heartless Bastards, and this is Searching for the Ghost. Winterstrom from Heartless Bastards, new one All This Time. How does a band from Cincinnati end up on a Mississippi-based record label?
The Black Keys.
Yeah. That's it's funny because I know those guys from Australia, which is weird. It's what a small world it is.
I guess the Ohio River flows into the Mississippi River.
Yeah. I actually know somebody that Mickey Newberry, who is was a really really great songwriter, actually sailed his. He bought a sailboat for some reason in Tennessee and sailed it to Eugene, Oregon from Nashville, Tennessee. Figured that one out. But it does. It does involve both the Ohio and the Mississippi rivers. But he sailed it every inch of the way. It never came out of the water the whole trip, which I think is impressive. The first record that you released was called Stairs and Elevators, and it's more acoustic and a little bit more, didn't rock quite as hard as this one, but it got a lot of people's attention, and I wonder if you. When you're making records that are you know, obviously built around songs, it's a tough thing, you know, the band gets involved. How much is the band involved in the process of, you know, deciding, you know, what you're going to case music and lyrics in, the way you're going to put a track together? How much of a democracy is this, basically, is the question?
Well, I put the songs together beforehand,
right?
Because it's just easier for me to work that way.
Like, right.
Sometimes when I just try to come up with melodies over music, it doesn't quite come together in the same way.
Right.
So,
right. Well, I mean, I think it's one of the things, I mean, as a songwriter, the reason I ask is I think that one of the things that's changed about music and the way songs are arrived at, you know, you see bands that write songs and they write songs together and they share all the songwriting credit, but I think there's a difference between songs that are a little more, you know, that you keep a little closer to the vest when you're actually putting the song together, because you can end up with a lot of cooks and a lot of stuff going on. It can kind of confuse the emotional issue before you have something that's really fully formed. And I think that a lot of records that are made nowadays, you know, the songs suffer to some extent because they can be arrived at a little bit too much by everybody sort of throwing anything in. And,
right.
And you know, these are impressions, you know, I don't necessarily hear the same thing, you know, when I hear a line of lyric that you do, when you hear this one. It's one of the cool things about the art form. The song Grave is from Stairs and Elevators. This is Heartless Bastards. Heartless Bastards from the first record, Stairs and Elevators. This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Steve Earle Show, brought to you by New West Records on Air America Radio. Brought to you by New West Records on Air America Radio. Our guests this week are Heartless Bastards. And you've been out with Lucinda Williams, and that goes until, what, the end of March? Or is it? Are you going on beyond that string?
We're going to the end of March.
Right.
Yeah, Lulu will stay out there, I guess. I mean, she is like, I've known Lucinda Williams since I was 17 years old. So a long, long, long time. And it's a... She's out there plugging away at it, and it's funny about it. I remember like traveling in the 80s and opening for Bob Dylan. I opened for two people, Bob Dylan and Hank Williams Jr. Otherwise, we very quickly got in the headline clubs. But we did these dates with Jr. where we were playing places a lot bigger than we could sell tickets for, and then turning around and banging out to do our own gig, you know, leaving, you know, on what were the rest of the tour's off nights, where nights were working. It looks like you're doing a little bit of that on this tour, leaving to do your own shows in the process of this tour, Lucinda.
Yeah, we had like five or six shows on our own.
Cool.
Away from those guys. But
After the Lucinda tour, what are the plans for the rest of the year?
More touring.
Yeah.
More tour.
Yeah.
And probably, you know, at some point record the next record here in next several months, I guess.
Are already writing songs for that?
Yeah, we haven't had a lot of time to like fully put them together, but the songs are there. Yeah.
Cool. As long as you keep doing that, then you can keep working. Well, this is also from the new record, which is called All This Time, and this is Heartless Bastards on Air America Radio, Into the Open.
Thank you.
Heartless Bastards on Air America Radio. Well, this has been a gas. This is good luck working on the next one, and hopefully, you know, we'll get our schedules all straight next time, and we'll know exactly what we're doing beforehand. But this is one of my favorite things about this job is I get to hear new bands, and it keeps me from getting totally lost in my own. I'm making a record right now, which means that I haven't been across Broadway in about, you know, like 5 or 6 weeks. I discovered last night. I don't go anywhere. You can get more insular in New York than you can any place in the world. So Erica Winterstrom, Mike Lamping, Kevin Vaughn are Heartless Bastards. They are based out of Cincinnati, but it looks like they're all over the place. And out with Lucinda Williams this month. And the new record is called All This Time. Thanks for coming by, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Steve.
This is Steve Earle. You're listening to The Steve Earle Show, brought to you by Newest Records on Air America Radio. Good night, guys.